WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
And high school basketball play last night locally, and a doubleheader heard here on KJAN last night. Game one saw Atlantic rally for a 46-45 girls victory over Tri-Center. Tri-Center took control in the third quarter. They were up 40-26 early in the fourth quarter before Atlantic finished the game on a 20-5 run, scoring 17 straight to take the lead. They eventually won the basketball game. Alex Hartwig took over with 16 points in the game, most of those coming in the fourth quarter. And Coach Casey Pelzer said Alex was one of the reasons Atlantic was able to pick up that win.
Yeah, you know, that's what it takes. It just takes somebody to step up and make some plays. And, it was pretty obvious. Alex, and I've been saying it for a couple weeks now that I know what she's capable of. It's just kind of that mentality of kind of a sense of not caring about the result and just going out and playing as hard as you can. And, you know, she just basically decided, you know, I better do something about what's going on. And she made some moves, and if she didn't convert it, she was relentless and went after the offensive rebound.
Well, Coach Pelzer says he's kind of hoping that they can point to this game as a turning point in the season.
You know, in a lot of seasons, there's one game you can look at that hope that kind of got the thing rolling a little bit and got you going, and hopefully this is the game. And the good news is we don't have to wait long to figure out if that was a game. We could go to Creston tomorrow night, so I'm excited to see how we come out and respond.
That Creston matchup is tonight, Atlantic 46-45 in that ball game. Also in girls' hoops last night, Boyer Valley beat AHST 59-28. IKM Manning over Harlan 46-39. Kemper Catholic beat Red Oak 73-30. Maple Valley over West Harrison 65-20. It was Shenandoah over Clarinda Academy 64-23. Stanton beat Heartland Christian 80-25. Trainer over Underwood 58-48. And Villisca topped Corning 41-35. In boys basketball last night, Sam Markham and Harrison Hoig each had 14 points to lead the way for Atlantic as the Trojans beat Tri-Center 60-44. It was Corning over Villisca 68-55. Boyer Valley beat AHST 59-28. Harlan over St. Albert 51-50. IKM Manning topping Shenandoah 73-34. Kemper Catholic a winner over Red Oak 73-30. Maple Valley beat West Harrison 82-48. Stanton over Heartland Christian 61-15. And Trainer defeats Underwood 71-35. The latest Associated Press Boys High School basketball poll has very few local teams in it. In Class 4A, the top 10 is led by Iowa City West. In Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock is on top of the heap with Carroll in at number 10. In Class 2A, West Marshall is number 1. And in Class 1A, it's Danville on top with Trainer at number 5 and Nottoway Valley reemerging in the list at number 10 this week. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says he has stayed positive in the wake of Saturday's thumping at the hands of 6th-ranked Ohio State. The Buckeyes blew the game open in the second half in a 76-47 win in Iowa City.
That was as low as we've been in terms of our performance. Okay, we had a couple other ones this year that were not good. All right, you have to continue to teach. You have to continue to grow. You have to continue to get better. And it's my and my coaching staff responsibility to break that film down and teach, not blame.
Well, the Hawkeyes hit the road for tonight's game at nationally ranked Michigan State. They've handled the road pretty well in Big Ten play so far with wins at Wisconsin and Minnesota.
And a lot of times that is a function of, obviously, the individuals, but I think many times experience of your players. And we're much more experienced this year than we were last year in handling that.
Well, the Spartans are 3-0 in the Big Ten after a win over Wisconsin last Tuesday, and they've won 16 straight games at home against the Hawkeyes. Michigan State coach Tom Izzo says he's not concerned about his team overlooking Iowa. He says the Hawkeyes have made some big strides this season.
Fran's done a heck of a job with the team even last year. So, I think we'll be ready to play, and if win or lose the game, it won't be because of lack of respect or getting our players up. It'll be because they played better than us.
Iowa's 2-2 in the Big Ten, 10-7 overall. You can catch that game live tonight, Iowa versus Michigan State, starting at 5 o'clock with the pregame show. A little earlier start time, they'll tip it off at 6 o'clock this evening. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says the Cyclones have learned that you play like you practice, and that's a big reason for their 2-0 start in the Big 12. The Cyclones return to action Wednesday night at home when they take on Missouri.
It's nice as a coach to, you know, have that confidence going into a game because you know your guys are prepared. You know, it's a terrible feeling when you have poor practices leading into games and you're not sure what team's going to show up. So that's the big thing I've seen here this last week and a half with our team is just how much of a business-like approach we've taken. You know, we've had great concentration in practice, and then we've carried it over into games.
Hoiberg says nearly losing to Mississippi Valley State in their final non-conference game served as a wake-up call for his team.
I've been around this game for a long time, and I don't care what level it is. If you don't have good practices and good preparation, you're not going to go out there and perform during the games. And, you know, our preparation changed, and, you know, we've been much better. You know, our attention to small detail has been off the charts. And I think that's allowed us to play better basketball.
Iowa State sophomore Royce White has been named the Big 12 Conference Rookie of the Week. White posted a triple-double in Saturday's victory at Texas A&M with 10 points, 18 rebounds, and 10 assists as the Cyclone snapped a 10-game road losing streak. Hoiberg said he knew White had a lot of talent, but even he's been surprised how well he passes the ball. Iowa State is 12-3 overall heading into tomorrow night's matchup. Well, Connecticut's basketball team fell 9 spots in the latest AP rankings because of 2 losses last week. The Huskies now rank 17th, took out their frustration on West Virginia. 64-57 last night. Jeremy Lamb had 25 points and 8 rebounds. Also last night, the only other game involving a top 25 team had Cincinnati upsetting 11th-ranked Georgetown, 68-64. That's the Hoyas' second straight loss. Syracuse, one of 3 unbeaten teams in Division I, continues to sit on top of the Associated Press men's college basketball poll. This marks the 5th straight week for the Big East school. The Orange received 61st place votes from the 65-member national media panel. Kentucky, which got the other number one vote, North Carolina and Baylor remain 2nd through 4th, with Ohio State 5th. The second 5 this week includes Michigan State, Indiana, Duke, Missouri, and Kansas. In the NBA last night, it was Philadelphia beating Indiana 96-86, Toronto over Minnesota 97-87, Atlanta got by New Jersey 106-101, New York over Charlotte 91-87, Chicago beat up Detroit 92-68, and New Orleans over Denver 94-81. In the NHL last night, Florida downing Vancouver 2-1, Los Angeles beat Washington 5-2. A lot more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, Alabama got a second chance and made the most of it. The result was the Tide's 2nd BCS championship in 3 seasons, avenging a 9-6 overtime loss to LSU and its only loss 2 months ago. The Crimson Tide turned in a suffocating defensive effort in blanking the previously undefeated Tigers 21-0 in the BCS championship. It's the first shutout in BCS title game history. Jeremy Shelley kicked field goals of 23, 34, 41, 35, and 44 yards. Trent Richardson produced the only touchdown these teams allowed in 8 quarters when he broke loose for a 34-yard score with 4:36 left. Richardson ran 20 times for 96 yards. Tide QB A.J. McCarron was chosen offensive MVP with 234 yards passing. Alabama's defense was stout. It held LSU to 92 total yards. The Tigers managed to cross midfield only once late in the game. The Southeastern Conference rivals met on November 5th in what was dubbed the game of the century, and the Tigers won a touchdownless defensive standoff 9-6 in overtime. Bama coach Nick Saban said afterward his team learned from that game and vowed to make the most of a second chance. While Alabama split the games but swept the titles, the Crimson Tide was voted number one in the final AP poll after the eighth time. For the eighth time now, that ties Notre Dame for the most of any team in college football after winning a rematch with LSU in the BCS title game last night. Alabama's 21-0 victory easily offset the Tigers' 9-6 win on November 5th in Tuscaloosa and gave it the top spot in the AP ranking to go along with the number one ranking in the USA Today coaches poll. The Tide received 54 first-place votes. Number two, LSU, got one. Big 12 champion Oklahoma State was number three. They got four first-place votes. Oregon finished fourth. Arkansas was fifth, giving the SEC three of the top five teams in the country. Southern Cal, Stanford, Boise State, South Carolina, and Wisconsin round out the top ten. They're followed by Michigan State, Michigan, Baylor, TCU, Kansas State, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Houston, Georgia, and Southern Miss at number 20. Virginia Tech, Clemson, Florida State, Nebraska, and Cincinnati have the final five spots. Northern Iowa defensive coordinator Javon DeWitt is leaving the program to become the linebackers coach at Florida Atlantic in Boca Raton. Panthers coach Mark Farley says DeWitt will be joining the staff of first-year Owls coach Carl Pellini, a former assistant at Nebraska. Farley says DeWitt did a great job for the Panthers, adding that the move to FAU is a great opportunity for him. DeWitt spent the last three seasons at Northern Iowa. He was the linebackers coach in 2009 and 10 and became the defensive coordinator last season. Former Cleveland Browns head coach Romeo Crennel is now the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. He took over the team with three games remaining in the regular season when Todd Haley was fired. Under Crennel's leadership, the Chiefs took two of the games, including an improbable 19-14 upset of previously undefeated Green Bay. Crennel joined the Chiefs as their defensive coordinator in 2010 after 4 years with the Browns. In baseball news, Barry Larkin has been elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame. The former Cincinnati shortstop received 86% of the vote in balloting announced by the Baseball Writers Association of America. To gain admittance, Larkin needed to get at least 75% of the vote. A year ago, he fell 75 votes short. His induction will take place on July 22nd at the Cooperstown, New York Shrine, along with the late Ron Santo, who was elected last month by the Veterans Committee. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.